Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits, making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
Baby. How much you can pay?
And his partner, Fede Tappender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rab Florence and it's the big Christmas episode. Grado is back in the room. He has stepped off of the stage. He is still covered in grease paint. Grado, welcome back to Wrestling Daft.
Hello, it's only a wee short. It's a wee quick hello and goodbye. I'm here for the Runaway Rumble. Obviously, busy the now with us, Wayne. You know, the pantomime, radio, stuff like that. And I have missed doing this podcast. I have to admit, it's just been a nightmare to try and arrange when to do it. So apologies to everybody. But once, I would imagine, this is Tuesday, we've heard news for the government that things will be shutting down. So I would imagine in the new year, I might be a lot more free than what I was this month. But anyway, good to see you. Hope everything's been going well. John, you've got COVID. Hope your everything's all right and you're going well.
Rab, John is so far ventilator free. He is not on a ventilator at the minute. 2022 is going to be our best year ever, boys. So let's look forward to that. Before we move on, this is going to be quite a quick episode because we want to get to our big rumble, which is what it's all about. Is there anything you want to bury or put over or anything you've seen? Grado, you've been busy, obviously. You're not wanting to really bury or put over anything. No. What about you, John? You want to bury or put over?
Not really this week. I've not been able to catch any of the wrestling this week. But what about you?
Wait, you're in lockdown.
Oh, enjoyed Big Roman turning on Heyman. I enjoyed that.
Yes,
enjoyed Big Roman Superman punching Heyman right with his boots. I like that. And I just love AEW.
I want to bury that big fucking strob for Canada. What'd you call him?
Jericho.
Hannibal Lecter. Hannibal. The guy that does Hannibal TV. Yeah. He is. Honestly, man, how folk support that guy, I have no idea. Honest to God, that footage of him slicing. Did you talk about that in the podcast last week?
No, we didn't.
Oh, no.
I mean, brutal. And what I hate about it is when you see the media and all that wrestling stunt goes wrong and stuff like that, you think nothing's went right. This guy's completely lost the plot. So,
I think he's out of line. I think he's outrageous. And I think you should be get rid of him, is what I say.
Well, he's always getting all these. It's like, he's always getting all these old timers on, these poor old guys, and he wheels them out and he gives them a couple of shillings. And they end up, he asks them all the depressing stuff, and it just in a whole is very grey and dark. I hate it. So he's just no my cup of tea at all.
Now, what's been your favourite wrestling moment of the year, Grado?
Oh, fuck knows.
Surely CM Punk's coming back must be up there.
Aye, that was probably the best bit. I've not seen anything else, I have to admit. I don't think there's been many good documentaries out, or has there been any documentaries? I can't even tell you.
I like the MJF promo on Pillman's sister. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed CM Punk coming back. What was the AEW event that had Double
or nothing
that had the Bucks against what do you call them?
Was double or nothing this year was the debut of Bryan Danielson and Adam Cole.
What a show that was, man.
The New York one.
That's my high point of the year, wrestling wise.
God, this is a terrible. We're a wrestling podcast. I don't think it was Double or Nothing.
Danielson appeared at the end of that show I'm talking about, though.
Oh, wait, Adam Page, Adam Fingway, and all that. Adam Cole.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
Oh, no, he didn't. Adam Cole appeared at the end, didn't he? It was fucking brilliant. It was great. We thought Danielson was going to appear. That was the thing.
No, Danielson did appear.
Oh,
Danielson appeared.
It was all out. It was all out.
Aye.
But it happened. End of September.
Well, wrestling daft. That's, listen, I feel as if we just had a perfect wrestling daft moment there. I praised a show that I couldn't remember what had happened in it. We couldn't remember the fucking name of it. I couldn't remember anything about it. You know what I mean? I think it was just a perfect moment, a perfect wrestling daft moment was right there. But that was my favourite. That was the best show of the year, I think, without a doubt.
Hey, I believe we spoke to this, Rab, but see that Games Master carrying on?
Aye.
I tell you what, man, I get some reaction on Twitter and social media, did it know?
Mate, listen, let me tell you
usually
something.
Usually things get buried. Like, I mean, I remember going to it and filming it and speaking to gaming folk, and they went, people are just going to rip this because that's what the gaming community is like. It's a bit similar to wrestling community where, you know, it's kind of niche and a lot of folk have got negative stuff to say, but I couldn't get all the positivity for the Games Master episode, by the way.
We did it.
Wow, man.
Fucking did it. We got in and we got out without harming our reps or anything like that, you know what I mean? And people really took to it and people were really kind and people fucking loved our bits, Kato.
I know, man. Think we'll do another one.
Who knows, mate? Who knows? But it would be great. It would be great today, Mel.
Did you watch it, John?
I did. I thought yous were both brilliant, and I thought it was. We've spoke about it, and your absence, Gradle. We've spoke about it. It was just a great slice of nostalgia done brilliantly in 2021, and I hope there's going to be. I mean, they'll be mad if they don't commission a series out the back of it. Because these were both great. And I think there's been a lot of love, certainly on this podcast, certainly from what I've seen on social media, for the bits. Educating Grado was great. And you were both fantastic.
I should have got right on that Twitch and like, cashed in.
Grado, I feel like we should be off the back of that, mate. We should be pitching a kind of McCoist and Macaulay-style chat show all school. I keep saying this. We should be pitching McCoist some kind of McCauley. Funny, like just the two of us kind of chatting with guests and stuff. It would be great, mate.
It would be good, but I also want to put over Ali McCoist at Hampden at the weekend dancing to Enter Sandman. Have you seen it?
Oh, I've not seen it.
God, man. You know how much I love Ali McCoist.
Aye, I like
Enter Sandman
as well.
Is like my favourite entrance.
So is this all your things combining together?
Honestly, I copied the link and I sent it to everybody. I was like, this is like my perfect combination, Super Ali and Metallica. And it's dead funny. You should see the video. Rappy's kind of like Metallica's on the back. He's going, say your prayers. You fucking ass. So, Ken, do you know that?
I'm going to look for it. See, while I look for it, why don't you tell people about
Platinum
CBD?
It's Platinum CBD for Columbia Care. So many folk have reached out to me about this CBD. It's working for so many people. It's a world champion in CBD, and we are still giving you the opportunity to try it for free. All you need to do is get to call-care.uk, use the discount code DAFTFREE, capital letters, or the one word, and it's the website, as I said, call-care.uk, use the discount code DAFTFREE. Try the 10% oil or the capsules for hee-haw damo. It's used for sleep, chronic pain, anxiety, depression, stress, inflammation, gut issues, brain fog, plenty of stuff. Lockdown, is it happening again? We don't know, but we do know that in the post-world lockdown, since that's all kicked off, our mental health might not be the strongest, and it can be a lifesaver for a lot of people. They've brought their expertise in CBD from the US to create a sophisticated wellness range, CBD style, to the UK. There's the CBD oil and peppermint, the unflavoured stuff, and the easy-to-take soft gel products. There's no THC in it. It's vegan-friendly, 100% organic, and the scientific research is there to ensure that you get the best CBD product, the premium CBD product. So we've got a wee discount for you. Get on over to call-care.uk and use that discount code DAFTFREE. Let us know how you got on with it as well. Let us know where we message into the Wrestling Daft's social medias in the coming weeks. And go and buy that CBD oil. You're going to love it.
Okay, baby, it's a part of the show where we invite you, the listeners, to do a run-in, baby. But this week, we invited all of you, everybody, to do a run-in, as it's the second annual Run-In Rumble. Listeners will enter after every 2 minutes, and once we have five in, myself and Grado will start throwing you until only one is left. So let's start the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is Neil Logan, who, remember, has been on before. He loves board games. He loves all the chat about the board games. And he loves Japanese wrestling as well.
Neil Logan. How you doing, Neil?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Where's your video? There he
is. There
oh, he's got a Christmas jumper on.
I got the Christmas jumper on. Aye.
The Christmas jumper on. He's blobbed his background so we can't he's get the...
Background's a mess, mate. It's fully delivery boxes and presents and all that nonsense.
Oh,
so
all the packages that are around, hide it, the deliveries, the presents, all that kind of stuff, mate. Merry Christmas to you.
Also, John's done his classic and he's mixed up the Neils. I am the board game Neil, but I'm not the Japanese wrestling Neil.
I do that all the time.
Every time. Yeah. Every time one of us writes in, he gets it confused and says the wrong one.
Are you getting any board games for Christmas, mate?
That's what I was going to ask.
I put quite a few on my list, actually.
What did you put on?
I can't actually mind. There was one.
Right, how did you work this? Did you put it on like an Amazon wish list?
I did.
Right, okay, I see.
There was one that looked quite cute. It was like, you heard of that game Patchwork?
Yes.
It was like that, but it had a cat on the box instead. It was like the same idea as Patchwork, but it had a wee cute cat on it. So you have like a quilt for the cat. So I think I was going to go for that one.
You are loving that the board one. Game chat. Oh, see
that one. That one.
Oh, see, Calico. It's called Calico. Right. Calico is a nice game, man.
That looked good, eh?
Calico is a nice game.
How many years ago was that you were on?
Probably the start of last year, maybe.
Start of last year, so nearly 2 years then.
I think so.
Was
I don't
it pre-pandemic?
Right,
but... Were you on here pre-pandemic?
No, I think it was during. It was during pandemic.
During pandemic. Maybe around about the start of it.
Aye.
Oh, going, 10, 9,
I'll wait to get eight,
probably going, how long
seven,
will this last? Six, a few months.
Five, four, three, two, one. All the way from down under, it is Daniel McBride.
That doesn't look like Daniel.
Sure, that's
Daniel. And his car again.
Oh! My car again.
Oh no, it's not Daniel from Down Under.
That's the wrong Daniel, John.
I don't got a clue. Daniel McBride is, I know who Daniel, I was like, hold on, this guy is near me. Why this guy's in Australia? Nobody in Australia is sitting in a motor and it's dark outside and they've got a fucking hat on and all that, like they're freezing.
No, it's fucking, it's freezing. I'm definitely not in Australia.
What are you up to today, Daniel?
No much, just back in for work. Well, I say just back in the driveway after work.
Any more days to go? Are you done yet? Or are you right up to the weekend?
It's open Thursday night.
Nice.
What do you do?
I'm a truck driver.
All right. Hey, I take it you try to get your pals jobs and all that then?
No, there's fucking nobody wants to do it.
They're screaming out for them, but aren't they?
Aye, they're fucking... I've had a job with Waitrose, man. They're paying them nearly 60 grand a year.
Daniel, wow. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but... A lot of people, something they couldn't ask me what I wanted to be when I was a wee boy and they expect that I'm going to say something like involving the telly or something, but I wanted to be a truck driver.
There you go.
That was what I wanted to be when I was a wee boy. That was my dream.
Aye. Oh, I was the same, man. You still get wee boys passing when I'm in the truck and they're fucking doing all that.
Aye. I still fancy it. Like, it's not even one of these things. I still fancy it. I think to myself, man, it must be brilliant to just, like, see when you see the guys with the big rigs, kind of, and it's all, they've got the big mad lights and all that behind them and all that.
Aye, something that would be cool. I'll take a jump up to Helens for a mate, give you a shot.
Oh, I'd love a shot, mate. Drive it right into the estuary, man, right into the Clyde. That'd be brilliant.
See, when I think a delivery drivers, it's like, see the way I imagine school janitors, I just imagine that they sit all day eating toast, right? I can imagine truck drivers all days listening to podcasts. Surely you listen to hundreds and hundreds of podcasts.
Surely murder hitchhikers is one of the things they do all day.
Murdering prostitutes, innit?
Oh, next one coming in. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From Northern Ireland, he is Scottish. He's been on the show a couple of times. He is a wrestler, too. It is Chris Jack.
Chris Jake. Chris, how you doing?
I'm not bad, Rab. Yourself? Merry Christmas.
Good. When was the last time you wrestled, mate? When was the last time you felt a man's flesh against yours?
About 3 weeks ago. First Saturday back in December there. We had our Christmas show over here for Titanic Wrestling. So it was good to feel the meaty man meat again.
Did you go over, mate?
I did. It was the first time I've went over this year. So I'll get that monkey off my back.
You're on the up and up. Amazing.
I have indeed. Yep.
We've got Grado here today. Grado's been doing lots of panto, and he's just look at that big smile on his face because he thinks the panels are getting shut down. Look, he's got a big giant smile on his face.
I don't have a smile.
Look at all these fucking wains. He's grinning. Look, he's getting away. Getting paid for nothing. I'm going to be getting paid for nothing.
Last year, I will be getting paid. But anyway, no, I hope the panels stay open. Would you like any panto, Chris? Would you like to make that crossover?
Well, I don't know. I'd need to build up the reps and the ring first, I think, before
Get rid of the AWs. You can't wait till December to start going over, mate. You need to deal with that.
I know. I need to get back on it. But the panel stuff was a couple of boys that came with us, a few like local actors that would do the shows with us. They've been doing panels and stuff over here in Northern Ireland as well. So it seems to be the route to it.
So these fucking wee boys that are actors not to get out the fucking squared circle. Too many of these fucking actors in a squared circle. It used to be, for men in there.
Right, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4,
3, 2, 1.
Next up, I don't know who this is. They're coming in under Abbey.
We don't know
who
this probably.
Could be. This could be
Daniel, go stop pumping that horn in your truck, please. Who is it? Who's in? Abby, who is it?
It's me. I've not changed my wife's number.
It's me. All right, good to see you, pal.
Hello, how are you doing? It's Frankie.
Oh, it's Frankie. Kyle Customs.
Oh, there he is. Kyle Customs.
Yes, well, Kyle Customs is in the house. How you doing, mate?
Zoom, I've not changed it.
Have you been sending out? Have you been doing any customs for people for their Christmas?
Nah, mate. I kind of had to just stop for a bit because we're working family and everything else, mate. It was just getting too much. So in November, I was like, right, enough.
So I've been watching your Instagram. You're still doing stuff though, so you're just keeping your horn in just yourself, just like.
I still need to do it for myself just to kind of keep me sane. So I've got like loads of wee things in the background. Then when New Year comes, then I can kick start again. I mean, I was just getting a bit too much of that period.
Mate, listen, I'm going to say it again. Thanks so much for that bandana. That was the best. See, I'll not get any present this year that will be better than that.
Nah, do you know the best thing about it, mate, is the fact that you said it's the one that was on.
Oh, what a blast for the past.
I wasn't sure if it was that one. It was just a case of send it and see.
Honestly, see, when I opened it, I was like, I had one of the weird moments when I opened it. I had a proper... kind of moment, because it was just something I hadn't even seen since back then. Do you know what I mean? Like, I hadn't even seen it online or anything like that. So it was like it was like time travel, mate. It was amazing. Thanks so much for that.
That's what the good thing about these things, isn't it? You just open it and it just takes you straight back to like one memory or something or one point in your life.
That's what it's all about. Anybody in the room they knew ever like regularly worn a bandana?
No,
never.
Nah. I dressed up as Todd for Scrubs once for Halloween, so I took a bandana out for that.
Right. And Daniel, you've never worn a bandana in your truck?
No, but I've just went bald, so I might need to get one.
I get one, mate. Because a truck driver with a bandana would be cool as fuck, man, I think.
A bit of string vest, eh?
Aye, like just a proper look. And a big cigar, man.
Right, you come to next entrant. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, all the way from Northern Ireland. He's going to be part of NWA UK. We fucked up his road story. It's Brian.
Brian McCall is in the house. Ireland's greatest export. There he is. He's Rudolph the Reindeer. Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer. Sorry to give him his full name. Is that a onesie?
Just a hoodie.
That's just a hoodie. It's not a onesie.
I got carried away here.
I was hoping it was a onesie. Man. Is it definitely just a hoodie though? Because you can't, you know what I mean? It's like you could hide that because we're on Zoom. Can I see your groin area? Is it trousers? Oh, he's got jeans on. It's all right. Right, so Brian,
in reverse and wearing trousers, shoulders.
Brian, you've moved house. You've got it all done and dusted. Are you settled? Is everything all right? I know there was some dramas.
Yeah, the dramas are subsided for now. Season 2 of the ordeal Can go one of two ways. It can go legal or violence. I haven't decided yet.
So what exactly?
It's a wild story.
What exactly has happened?
Oh, it's just various people just came out of the woodwork to like shaft us over and lied us and scam us out of money and various different things. And then on like the state they left the place in, and then stuff that was just shoddy work that has come to light and just lied to with this old granny that was selling us the house, that looked into my pregnant wife's hand eyes and held her hands and said,
"Hello, granny."
Oh, exactly. fuck you, granny. That's what you should have said. I'll do whatever I can to help you. And then
fucked us over.
I didn't even clean the place. I had to brush the walls before I could paint them. Burst the cobwebs off. Like, I'll never forget centipede, spider, fly, just the dead insects in the shower cubicle that they knew my wife was coming out of hospital from for. So, like, we had to move our section. We had to move our section three times.
Clean your house.
Animals.
You know what I mean?
Next person coming in. 10, 9, 8, 7.
Six, five, four, three, two, one.
It is regular correspondent, the one, the only, Mr. Bronzcello.
Here he is, Bronzcello. Is that an image of him standing there with the great, the one and only, Bret the Hitman Hart there?
Certainly is.
I don't know. How you doing, Bronzcello? You all right?
I'm good. Yourselves?
Very good. Do you know that they sometimes call Bret Hart the excellence of execution? Did you know that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, what's your take on Bret Hart? Recently, he won Canadian of the Year or something. No, it wasn't that. Canadian Lifetime. I don't know, whatever the fuck it was. Some kind of Canadian
award. Walk of Fame.
Canadian Star. Is that what it was? Canadian Star of Walk of Fame. How do you feel that he deserved that?
100%. I think he should have got it sooner. In fact, just make him Prime Minister.
Well, there aren't that many famous Canadians, really, is there? There's Bret Hitman Hart, Chris Jericho.
Avril Lavigne.
Is Avril Lavigne Canadian? Yeah.
Michael Bublé, Justin Bieber.
The great Joey Mitchell.
Scott Arfield.
Is Michael Bublé Canadian? Is Bublé Canadian?
Bublé's Canadian.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is Canadian, true.
Roddy Piper as well, despite what he wants you to believe.
Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
So do you think Bret Hart is the best of all the people, Bronzcello?
Yeah, definitely. Need him on a banknote or something.
That's a good idea, that, by the way. That's quite funny.
You need him with Canadian tux on and double denim.
yeah, that one.
I kind of feel like people these days, he's getting a lot more love these days, isn't he, the past few years?
He was probably my hero growing up. Like when I met him, it was definitely a dream come true. My parents took me to SummerSlam 92, and it was just before my eighth birthday. It's definitely one of the best days of my life.
That's going to leave an impression. That going to see that. Was he a nice guy when you met him?
Absolutely. He had massive hands. They were like shovels.
I love when folks say that.
I love that. I love that.
I love when folk meet folk and they go, "You're actually the size of your hands."
10, 9.
You know, some people say that 8. He was the best there is. Best there was.
6.
And the best
5,
there ever will be.
4, 3, 2, 1. It's a surprise appearance. Well, not so much surprise. You may know him as Adam Alexander. You may know him as Adam Shame. You may know him as Coach Tripp. It's Shamer!
Where is Shamer going to be the day? How are you doing, mate?
I need to put him up with something.
Oh, no, what is this?
I know exactly. Listen, where's this you got your tattoo frozen off?
Oh, no, I had to.
No, that was a big part of you.
What tattoo? The Shamer tattoo?
Scissors, the first time I met him, I was like, what is that? And he's like, my name's Scissors.
My name's Scissors.
He asked me, your nickname was back in the day in Paisley, wasn't it? Scissors, Big Scissors?
I should have Jamie Langfield too.
And do you know what?
Why was your nickname Scissors?
Because of the way I played football, because apparently they says my legs went like that when I was running. I used to cut people up.
By the way, I wasn't the only person, because see, when I went in, there was other folk going, no, No, because there's folk commenting underneath what his missus put a video up it, or him getting his tattoo, getting fingered off, and people are going, no!
Right, why did you get it removed?
No. Because I'm going to get a sleeve. No, because that's what I want. Is it staffed? It's older, just I want...
You're a different man now.
Aye. I want to get my ears pierced. I want to get a hair transplant. I want to get a sleeve.
I tell you
what. Is this all part of the thing, though? Is this part of the thing as well? Because obviously, like, you look like you're in the best shape now than I've ever seen you. So is this part of that? Is it part of just be like you feel like a new man?
I'm trying to Benjamin Button it, mate. I'm trying to. That's what, go backwards. Try and look a bit 20 now. You know I mean, I'll go and get a Darren Connell hair transplant, the turkey teeth and all that. I'll be brand new.
I'm trying to just make myself look older. That's my plan for
me. But you look good, Rab. You look good, man.
He looks good today, man. Look at me, I look as if I've seen well better days, man. I'm getting worse for the week.
No, you look well. You got a good bit of colour in your cheeks.
I'm all right, you know, but a couple of months ago, man.
Right, it's getting that point, Rab and Grado.
I don't know. I thought we were going to get somebody in, a surprise.
Oh, there's a couple of surprises.
We need to start flinging people out, is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's time to start throwing people out. Who's going first?
Right, we need to, right, first of all, this is tough, Grado, isn't it? It's hard, it always feels bad, but I think the first person out should be a person that's used to taking bumps. So it's going to have to be Chris. I'm sorry, you're out.
Oh, Chris is eliminated.
Absolutely shocking. He's paid me out first time last week, year and all. I'm not being the wrestling daft jobber. No.
Just having a guy that's just went over once this year, fucking hanging about in the ring. It's like, right. It looks bad for everybody else.
Brutal. Bye, Chris.
Bye, Chris. See you later. Have a good time.
Bye. Brutal. Oh, that's a shame, man.
He's like, can we talk about him now?
I quite like the jumper.
Right, okay. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It is Ben McDougall, regular Patreon contributor.
Oh, yes, man. Big bad Ben McD.
Oh, me and Ben. Up your promo on the radio, John.
By the way, can I just say I'm not trying to get myself over sitting with Wayne here and all that. Like, I've no option. I need to do this.
Grado is, for listeners out there, Grado is sitting there with his newborn baby just now. Can you lift the baby up just a wee touch so we can see just a wee bit of face? Look at that. She's beautiful.
Very Steve.
Oh, are we dummies, Phil? Look, get it back in. ASAP. Right, Ben, how are you doing?
Not bad, yourself.
Right, Ben, you've crashed into the ring. You've slid in under the bottom rope. Who are you flinging out? Choose somebody. Be ruthless.
Go with Adam Alexander.
Shamer's getting bumped! He's missed that!
See you later, Shamer!
See you, Shamer!
Maven's come in.
Address, I want his name, address. Postcode, ben, just number.
Ben, I'm you just flung out a guy who's called Scissors and Paisley, by the way.
I hate.
Disappointing. Bye, Adam!
Yeah, Shamer, thanks so much. Have a good day. Hey Ben, where's your video? We can't see your face. We need to see the face of the guy who the Shamer Slayer.
It's not loading.
I would chuck him out for his camera not loading, man.
Aye, mate, your camera's going to load in 5 seconds and you're getting booted right out of the tap.
Hold on, it's failing.
It's failing. Hold right,
it's
mate.
Failing.
Before
it's
you
failing.
Go, tell us what you're getting for Christmas.
I've had my Christmas.
You've had your Christmas, what is it?
I got a deposit. I'm going to WrestleMania, so I get my deposit paid for that.
You bastard. Fling him out, I'm jealous.
Bye, Ben,
you're
out. Where is WrestleMania next year, by the way?
Dallas?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be sure that's going to happen.
Who held Vince McMahon on the wrestling, and you couldn't even make out a word he was saying? Did you see that on Raw? He was talking.
Austin Fury.
I heard him say he was he loved firing folk just before Christmas.
Right.
Caught that. But...
Next competitor is arriving. It's another surprise.
10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 6, 5, 4, 1.
From ICW commentator extraordinaire, it's Billy fucking Kirkwood.
Billy!
Oh my god.
Here he comes. He's got a good setup as well. He's got the mic, the video, and all that. Let's see though if he's, he might not be in his home studio. He might not be in his home studio. Here we go.
Billy is in the house.
Billy, how you doing, mate?
Yes, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, mate. The sound, you're sounding crystal clear. Are you all set for Christmas, Billy?
No, absolutely not. I refuse to even acknowledge that Christmas is happening. It's the end of the world. But Big E's Langston's arse is amazing. That's pretty much where I am right now with life. That's as far as I've got.
You've been keeping busy, haven't you, man? You've been keeping busy. Are you worried about another lockdown and all of that and things getting cancelled and all of that business?
Man, it's kind of where we are right now, but it's all we can do, dude. It's all we can do. Some gigs are still going ahead, but... yeah, man, it's how it is. I'm a bit worried about the effect it's going to have in British wrestling, to be honest, in the new year. But we're below 100, and I never have more than 100 people at my gigs anyway, mate. Do you know what I mean? So it's I don't want to say things are going well, but I've got four figures on my bank account, and one of them's a fucking minus. So things are going well, mate.
Hey, Billy, you get to throw someone out. You get to throw someone out since you've entered the Running Rumble. Who are you throwing out?
I literally have to tough someone out.
You have to throw
someone
out.
You need to find
some,
dude.
Oh, fuck. Well, Brian, you're on mute, so you're going to have to go, mate.
No, hold on. No. I'm pulling him back in. I'm stepping in here, and I'm tangling.
I'm good.
I'm tangling here, and I'm hoarding. I'm pulling Brian back in. We kind of need him about.
In that case, pick somebody else. I love that. Pick absolutely empty, except the following guys.
Pick somebody else.
You've made that awkward now.
It's really awkward. Look, Daniel, you're in a car. You look like you're
nah,
waiting.
Nah, he's a truck driver.
I
can't save anybody else.
I've used up my two saves.
I can't save anybody else.
This is awkward. Oh, guys, you've all seemed fantastic. I'll tell you what. Abby, can you go?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh.
Oh, he can't eat. Right, hold on.
I'll be still there.
Hold on.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Everybody's, is that
bad?
Hanging on the ropes.
4, 3, 2, 1. Now, I believe if this is someone who I think it is, we're just going to have to ask this question. Are you Pro 2? I believe this may be Logan Storm.
Oh, the owner of Pro 2.
I believe it may be.
Yes!
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Brilliant, man.
He's trying to join in a potato or something. What's he doing?
Cameron Finlay, show yourself. Cameron. Are you Logan Storm?
Kayfabe?
I'm going to find out what Pro 2 finally is. It's great.
Are you there, mate?
Yeah, hi.
I've not had my out yet. He's out. He's out.
Logan, come on.
Get on the video. Get on the video so we can see.
Come on.
There he is.
There he is. The legend.
And he's Merry in the Christmas, white mate. Right. Tell us about Pro 2. We've been seeing the adverts. We know our mate Big Shamer has been doing some work for you. So tell us about Pro 2. We want to hear about it.
So basically, just the same old, isn't it? Really, we've started up.
Right, mate. Hold on. That's not how you sell your promotion. Same old, same old. You want to hear the big pitch? The big pitch. Tell us about it, mate.
You've been selling my promotion for me for the last wee while, you know.
I don't know. We've been trying.
The tenth time commissioner of Pro 2, Ken. That kind of idea. 10 commissioners in, hasn't on a show. And all that stuff.
Rab, he's
never let it be said that I don't watch what's happening.
Oh, listen, I'm so glad you're listening. But you have run shows, right? You've run shows this year, haven't you?
Aye, I did 3.
And how did they go?
Mince. No, they were great shows.
where did you get an Irvin last week?
Hour 350.
Brilliant. Nice. Brilliant.
So how is that going to, you don't have any shows lined up in the early part of the new year, do you, that are going to be affected by these?
No, because obviously I work at the hospital in my day job, so
right.
We kind of get the kind of heads up on what's coming and what's not coming, so you kind of gauge what you're doing. That's why I was only supposed to run one show this year, and then it quickly spiraled into day two. And then all of a sudden, day three, and then Bounce Station was like, oh, we need you to come and do 4 shows next year. And I'm like, oh, Like, I only wanted to do maybe 3 or 4 in a year.
Aye.
Just run every couple of months and then do lots of stuff on YouTube in between. And can you push it, like the storylines and stuff through YouTube, and then you need to come to the show to see the what happens to the amalgamation at all, basically.
Aye.
What kind of storylines have we got that's been happening? Is there anything in particular that we should know about? Is there any, like, I know that, is it Saqib that's the champ?
Saqib is the Scottish Interpromotional Wrestling Championship, which is not a Pro 2 championship.
Right.
TJ Rage has just won the Believe Heavyweight Championship. Nice. Here at Rosie Knight just became the first Bales Women's Champion. We've got the Billington Bulldogs, it was the first ever Pro 2 champions. They're the tag team champions, and they're off to Canada next year. Why the belts?
Brilliant.
So, nice. I want to catch a Pro 2 show next year. Grado, would you work for Pro 2?
I'm not working for anybody next year.
He's going to come and do a Pro 2 show.
Yeah, Logan, since you're the last and you get to eliminate someone from the running rumble, so pick a name on the sheet.
You can't touch Brian, Daniel, or Abby. The one that's listed as Abby here. It's not actually Abby because they're in my stable.
Are we heels or faces, though?
We've not decided yet.
Have we not? Right.
Don't know where your sheet is. I don't date technology, mate. Honestly, I don't know where your sheet is. You can pick one for me.
Rab, Gradle, who's got it?
Look at Billy's point, he wants away.
Billy getting kicked out.
I've got the Pro 2 No Turning Up Championship. Don't worry, Logan, I'll be there next year.
Billy's gone.
Oh, Billy.
Merry Christmas, dickbags.
See you later, Billy. Have a good Christmas.
Bye. Thanks, mate. Billy's gone.
Beautiful. Oh, me and Brian and Daniel and Kyle Customs have all just flung Neil Logan out of top rope.
Bye, Neil.
Could have went the full 60. Could have done.
Sorry,
it.
Neil, wait a minute before you go. Before he goes, what have you played this year that you recommend?
Recommend. Oh, wait there. No,
Spirit
that's
Island was the main one that I talked to you about.
What one?
Spirit Island,
Belter.
Can you recommend me a board game to somebody that doesn't play board games? Only knows like Twister and all that. What would you recommend?
One of the nice easy gateway games, like Ticket to Ride. Nice casual family fun game.
Ticket to Ride.
Have you played the logo game? I bought that off Amazon. You're going to thought
it's rotten. It's rotten.
Is it?
Right. Bye, Neil.
See you later.
Merry Christmas. Neil, have a great Christmas. I hope you get all the games you wanted. Beautiful.
Right, okay. What the last member in the running coming in? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It is Craig Brookfield.
Craigie B. Craigie.
How you doing?
How you doing, Craig?
You
all right?
Craig, mate.
Good.
Right, let's have a show of horns in here. Who's all had COVID?
Probably before it was a thing, yeah.
Oh, are you one of these people that...
Oh, no, I'm not having that, Bronchello. I'm not having it. It has to be confirmed cases.
That was a call.
I was ill for like a month. It was fucking shit.
Was that... When was it? The December, the January? What do you think?
End of December, beginning of January.
Right, I don't know. Remember there was just normal flus and all that still about then?
I had it in 2002. I had COVID in 2002, I think. That's the kind of part of Bret Hart would hit out me, isn't it? I had COVID. I had the first one.
Blame Hogan for it.
I had the best, so I blame Hogan.
Well, has nobody here had COVID then, no?
I've not had it.
I've got it.
John, how are you finding it?
I'm fine, I'm all right. I'm no bother at all. I can take it.
He's
got a Falkirk immune system.
John is going to... He accidentally killed the Lord Provost of Glasgow in the new year. Will your event be off now, John?
I think it probably will be now. I think we'll have to postpone it and reschedule for some time once this is all over. So, we're currently date 28th of January, ICW Asylum, but I think it'll probably have to get rescheduled. There's going to be an undercard and everything.
Because John is going to do a Styles Clash to the Lord Provost of Glasgow and sever his neck for his spine. I dreamt that this happened. So I don't know. I wouldn't advise anybody goes to see it. I know it's for charity, but I wouldn't advise anybody goes to see it unless they want to see a baldy guy's head popping off his neck and rolling out.
It's time we get rid of someone else. That's us done. So someone else has got to go.
Craig's video's no came on. Craig Brookfield's got to go. Who are the tap?
I didn't realise it wasn't on.
All right, get it on so we can see your lovely face. There you go, mate. How you doing?
There we are. Great.
What are you getting for Christmas, mate?
Probably socks, pants, aftershave, maybe.
Right, is this what you've asked for, though? Or is it like what you'll get? Have you not asked for anything?
No, not really. Just bits and bobs. You get to that age, eh, where you just, what do you want?
Mate, I fucking want everything all the time. As hard as the things I want.
What are you getting, Rob?
I'm getting... I don't know what I'm getting, but I know like I'll get like mad games and all that kind of stuff. There's like loads of stuff I want. I'm into loads of things, so I'm dead easy to buy for.
Well, that's what I want. I want something to play with in Christmas morning. Do you know what I mean? I want something where you can actually do something with, rather than because Stephanie sometimes buys me clothes, but I want like use like a wee book or something. Do you know what I mean? You can stimulate me in Christmas morning.
A book.
Oh, I mean, I've got honestly see through there. I've got a book. Honestly, about 500 books and I've not read one of them. I've got hundreds of books. I just don't read them. Don't have attention span.
Jado, who's going?
I can't decide, man. And let's keep the heat up with Logan. Let's get the Pro 2 guy out so we can build a storyline for next year. Get him to fuck.
Oh, Logan's getting eliminated.
Logan, mate, thanks so much for coming on and best of luck with Pro 2. We'll give us a shout, like, see when you get some shows lined up for next year, give us a shout and come on the show and do a bit of promo for it, right?
Aye,
no bother.
There aren't, man, right? Right, have a good Christmas, mate.
Yeah, and you guys, cheers. Right,
see you later, pal,
mate. Bye now.
Do you think you like me saying that?
I thought he was going all the way, Logan, but there's only five people left.
There's only five people left. So how are we going to decide this?
He said Craig is a bingo balance this year.
Bingo balance this year. We couldn't afford them this year.
You can't rule it.
Couldn't afford them this year. Bingo balance. How are we going to decide who's going out, John?
Well, it's up to you guys.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Daniel McBride, currently the longest in the ring there. He is the longest surviving member. He's been going since they thought. Then we've got, I think it was Frankie was in after that, and Brian.
Listen,
Brian's
had a rough year as well because he's had the carry on with the hoose, right? Look at her. Is that all your Hasbro is there?
That's what I was desperate to stay in, so I'll bust out the Hasbro collection that
look
went
at
mad.
That. Can you get the camera near them, though?
Oh, wait. Frankie will beat you. I'll tell you right now. Frankie will beat you.
I've tried to get on the Kyle Customs. I was hoping he could 3D print me some of them, but apparently that's technology's not advanced that far.
I still go and do well on 3D printing.
Is that Snooker?
Some of them, these were mine. I'd had a whole bunch of them in the attic and then they moved and then I found ones I didn't have online and started buying them up like a mad thing.
You know a lot of toys,
snooker,
right?
Snooker, like the one that was on cocaine, like honestly, like this guy. Of all of the suspect, I never had him as a kid, but
he's just about to have an incident in a motel room.
A lot of toys for back then, kind of the plastic discoloured a lot and all that, but these are hanging in quite well, these old Hasbros, aren't they?
Aye, the white ones seem to, there's a bit of a grease on the old IRS. These are polished,
great,
same
man.
With
they're great
Bulldog.
Looking, they're great looking.
Here, I never had this as a kid. I had no idea this was a thing, right? I'm fucking mad as Warlord. Fucking hell, what's the favourite on TV?
I don't think I had Warlord, but I think I remember... Like seeing it in a shop or something.
I had to double check this was real, that it wasn't some wacky custom of like on TV like that. never seen it.
Zach Ryder? Oh, see how he's got a figure podcast. Is that what he does? Does he just talk about figures?
Aye, that's it. And part of the madness of the house, I spent a whole lot of time just sitting listening to podcasts, and those guys go like 3 hours just talking about the latest ones, and they have the whole scratch the figure itch, and that's what did me. Like I've seen the smoking guns online and they're like hundreds.
Would you ever spend that though? If there were ones you wanted enough, would you spend it?
I don't know if
they're only going to go up, right? They're not going to come down in value, I wouldn't think.
Well, they went a big massive spike over COVID, didn't they? And then they just started to die down a wee bit.
But that was a thing, though, wasn't it? It was like loads of things spiked during COVID, wasn't it? Because people were in the house, they had money to spend, they were like turning to their hobbies and all that. So everything spiked. What is that, by the way? Well, that Ryan's holding up a big Hogan here. What is this?
Let me tell you something,
brother.
What size is that? I can't get the scale.
It's massive. It's.
But here, that's annoying, right? Because did he wear that bandana with the trunks? I don't think he did.
That's the sort of pattern you would appreciate on the Zack Ryder podcast.
That's annoying, isn't it?
Right, who's going out next then, Rab?
Craig Brookfield, I'm sorry, you're going over the top rope.
Oh, that's a sin, man. He's only getting soaks for his Christmas now. He's getting fucking punted.
I'm sorry. It's last one in, first one out. It's just how it works. That's why this never ends, this fucking Royal Rumble.
Sorry, Craig.
Thanks so much for all your support this year, mate, and have a great Christmas, right?
Used to. Take it easy, yeah.
See you later, buddy. Craig, bye now.
Bye-bye. Who's going next, then? Who's going next, Grado? Right. You get the next elimination.
Who's going out, Grado?
I can't do this, too, folks.
Yeah, I need to boost and do nursery run, so...
Right, you're right, Abby.
I'll pull a hammy.
Oh, mate, yeah, listen.
Frankie's gone.
Lads, see you later.
Thanks so much. Have a good Christmas, hamstring.
Right, enjoy yourselves.
Tell customers, have a great Christmas.
Thanks so much. But there you go. That's me.
Well, do you know what I was thinking to try and get ready? No, try and get ready, but I mean eliminate. Gina McKee does a thing at these radio things. You've probably seen it, John. Where it's like, stand up, right? And if you've got ginger hair, sit down. And if you've got this and you've done that, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You could just kind of radio hang in it.
I love Brian's tactic here of showing me these things, by the way. What are the wee figures that are standing there?
I don't know. Have I got immunity? Am I going over the top?
No, what are the figures?
This is my pride and joy. I got Michelle stunned, this wacky loft space.
You've got Seinfeld, so that's good.
Yeah, this is my... The sitcoms, that's the...
Is it Reservoir Dogs?
Reservoir Dogs. And then
are any of you Curb Your Enthusiasm fans?
This is where it gets into...
Aye, I like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What have you thought about the new series?
I've no caught up in the new series yet, but I've heard that people are saying it's good.
It's good, Brigado. I don't know why you're slagging it off. It's good.
I'm not slagging it. I've watched Curb right from the start, but I can't get into this new series. I'm not,
Daniel, do you collect anything?
No, not really. I don't really collect it. The wife would fucking divorce me if I did.
Jen lets me away with murder, man. Jen lets me away with murder because this house is just full of fucking, like, just stupid shit, man. It's just a lot of stupid shit.
See how, apart from figures, right, what would be the next best thing to start collecting, wrestling-wise, if you wanted to start collecting something?
I've got a Shawn Michaels t-shirt that goes for about £500 online.
Wow. Go and get it.
Do you wear it, mate?
Boot me while I'm away. I'll go and get it.
While he's back.
chuck him out.
Why is Brett fan got such an expensive HBK shirt? That's what I'm wondering.
I think we should all collect. We should all start collecting stuff. If you were going to collect something, what would you collect?
I never mind a big collection of wrestling belts.
By the way, I used to bend that, mate. I used to bend the belts and then I sold them all.
Oh, Seamus' Instagram and he's got the big cabinet with all his title belts and stuff.
That's a loser.
If you're a wrestler being it, it's a bit sad, isn't it? I just want to say, Seamus, one of the fucking sweetest guys.
Yeah.
I remember going backstage with my daughter and Seamus was the one that did the thing, you know. Wow. Sometimes you see, look at that.
Holy
t-shirt,
shit,
a
man! Wow. And did you get that originally? When did you buy that?
So I bought it. I think it was in 2006. I paid £15 for it, brand new bag.
But it's not your size, is it, mate? It looks massive.
It's an extra large, but it fits like a large.
I mean, I'll take it.
But you're not a large, are you? You're a medium.
Daniel, oh. Daniel's got. I'll take
extra
it.
Medium.
Extra medium. Listen, Seamus, when I went backstage with my daughter, he was the guy that did the thing that you see sometimes the wrestlers online doing, the thing where they take the time out and come and are being nice and, oh, there's a Wayne there and do all the thing. It was him. He was the one. There was a few of them walking by and all that, but he was the one that stopped and went, there's a Wayne in the back. I'm going to come up and do the whole thing, which is, I think, is that's the mark. That's the mark of a good guy, I think, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Who's going next? Who's going next? Grado, you got to use your Gina McKee tactic.
No, I've done it. I've chucked two Thingley.
Broncello, we've seen your T-shirt. 500 quid T-shirt. You don't need to win this Rumble. Out you go, mate.
Nice seeing you guys.
All the best, team.
Thanks for everything, Broncello.
Thanks for all the input, mate, as well, over the year. Right? Thanks a lot. Guys. Makes your job easy.
Go on.
See you later. He needs to get any talents. He's can do it.
I can drive a truck.
Can you speak in another language? Can you sign language? Can you beatbox?
Daniel, like, have you ever drove to Europe?
Yes, I have drove to France and Italy.
Have you? Oh,
man, that's amazing.
Is it? Did you date with a GPS or a footman?
Well, I can get down to Dover after that. Fuck knows, man. I can't read the signs.
On the podcasting.
It all comes to Daniel McBride. Yep.
Have you ever drove to Europe in a truck?
Yep, because I live in Northern Ireland and that's just a 20-minute drive to get to Europe.
Grado, I think you should fling Daniel out so we can make this an NWA UK
victory. Well, I don't know. I quite like the idea of number one going the full way.
Oh, that's overplayed, right enough, though. Right
enough, overplayed. It's overplayed, that.
That is overplayed, isn't
it? It is a bit overplayed, I think.
Anyway, I'll do a great Cali and I'll eliminate myself.
Right, is Daniel going then?
Merry Daniel, Christmas. Thanks so much.
Stay Merry safe Christmas on the roads.
You, right? And stay safe on the roads.
No worries, love yous,
right.
Bye.
Right, love you, mate. Bye-bye. Put bye-bye. A bottle of wine away. Don't drink that while you're in the...
And the sole survivor of the annual Running Rumble 2021, all the way from Northern Ireland, Brian McCarr.
Well done, Brian. Well done.
I thought I was going to dust out my dead uncle's leather-bound books, but never had to. They're on the shelf as well.
How are you going to celebrate Christmas then? What's the plans for Christmas?
So, going to see The Matrix on Wednesday to kick it off. My daughter gets out of school. My dad's coming down. We're going to see that in 4D. And then my folks are coming Christmas Day, cooking the turkey in the new big lovely house with my son and all four of us, basically.
You know, going to a panel?
Amazing.
You know, my daughter went to a panto. My folks went to see Mae McFetridge. Mae McFetridge is the OG dame of Northern Ireland. She's been doing panto every year since.
Oh, I should know her then. I should be getting legend. Tapes of her and all that delivered.
Yeah, like, I'll say she's...
What's her name? Anne McFetridge?
Mae McFetridge.
Mae McFetridge.
Yeah, Northern Ireland institution is.
Wow.
Is Northern Ireland is tato, cheese and onion. I'm telling you, it's been a wild time since I was on the podcast last. shout out to my mum if she's listening. She was not impressed. I told my mom. Sorry, so I told my mom listen. I said I'm going to announce the name of my child on the podcast because I sort of did. So I said I'm having a son. You know what that means. So we called our boy Brody. Now, it's not my fault. My mum doesn't watch the products, so she didn't know. so she listens to the podcast, and I told her, I said, listen, this boy offered me a job. Listen, because you definitely did.
We did.
I said, this boy's offered me a job. My mum was like, how do you make money in podcasts? And I was like, well, there's advertising, there's Patreon. And then, that's right, okay. And then she goes, I wouldn't want you leaving your job if that's the sort of language you have to use. And I said to my mom, I said, I will not stop using that language when I am describing estate agents because they're cunts and they are. And the madness of dealing with them and all that carry on. But I shout out to the old ma.
Shout out to your old ma.
We'll be doing some work with you next year, Brian. I've got a feeling we hit spring next year. Summer next year, the pandemic is going to be behind us. I've been feeling this all along. It's let's stay hopeful. Let's stay hopeful, and we'll do some beautiful work next year.
Tell us another variant
because we're going to be doing some. We're definitely going to be doing some wrestling daft life stuff as well, aren't we?
We'll
be seeing this again this time next year.
It's going to harm us. Things are going to open up. Brian, have a great Christmas, and excellent. Thanks so much for jumping on, mate.
Did you just say you just had a son recently?
Yeah, so we had, to say our son was born on the 14th of September, and then we moved the day after, and he's coming up 3 months now, obviously.
Brilliant.
Right. I wish you a very Merry Christmas, mate. Right. And
what's the prize money for this Rumble win? Like, what's
it's fucking what nothing, mate? There's nothing. Yeah. We don't even get paid for this show.
Are we getting Scots and DVD? Because of a shelf up there that we're
mate, nobody, with. Nobody uses DVDs anymore.
Did Burniston come in DVD?
Aye, but Burniston was fucking 10 years ago.
Hmm.
Yeah. Two doors down the night.
That was last night, mate.
Oh. Yeah, do I have to watch the full seasons or can I just jump to the Christmas
one? Nah, you can just watch Christmas special.
Is Credo in at all or is he
one season? Three bits and bobs, mate.
In from season one, though? Season one?
Just, no, I'm in for season the last episode of season three, then I follow season four. So start there.
I'll do that. Right.
You'll like it.
Right, man, have a good one. And congratulations on winning the Rumble, right?
Take care, bro. Take care.
Bye. New Year, 2022.
That's it. Get her booked.
Well, that's it for Wrestling Daft. A wee quick one for Christmas. Quick in and out. It's great to have Grado back in the room, and it's great to look forward to another year of Wrestling Daft next week. That's our Stone Cold guarantee to you. We are going to be around for at least another year, probably another 2, 3, 4, maybe 5, maybe 10. We'll still be doing it 10
when,
years
when
time.
Are we back? When are we doing another episode?
When will our next episode be, John?
It will probably be in 2 weeks' time. We're having 2 weeks off the podcast. Grado's well in panel. We'll wait and see about that. But I am having 2 weeks off of not doing 6 radio shows and 3 podcasts a week. So apologies, guys. But we will be back in the new year. And we're into Royal Rumble and WrestleMania season. Come on.
Nice one. Oh, I'll tell you what.
Yep.
Done. I've just had a message for Logan Storm.
You just had a message for Logan Storm. That's an interesting word to say.
Are you okay? You look absolutely done in.
You're not getting booked for Pro 2 next year. That's
he's
all
a nice guy. He's only checking on me. I'm a done in, but
that is
I'm
nice though, isn't it? Is that no nice?
Love the guy.
He's
love
done the run in. He's had a look at you. He's went, I'm going to check in with that.
He looks like a bag of shite. That's what he said, didn't he?
So listen, everybody out there, look out for more Pro 2 shows in the new year. Look out for your local wrestling promotions in the new year because they're going to need all the help you can give them. Support British wrestling, support local wrestling, support the wrestlers you know, support the businesses that you love as we go forward. We're on our way out of this pandemic. It feels bad to know, but we're on our way out. We're going to do it. John's got COVID to know. If he can survive it, anybody can survive it. Let's know. let's know head off into Christmas with our hearts full of hope and full of joy. Grado, John, it has been an absolute pleasure serving with you this year.
Everybody, all the people that listen to the show, thanks for listening again, and I hope you all have a good Christmas and you see your families and what you're all like today and all that shite. Get yourself, make the most of it, you know what I mean? Sitting in the house and that. So cool. All the best. Right, see you later.
Make the most of it. Right, up the road, Grado.
Up the road, it's yourself!
John.
Up the road.
Up the road, mate.
Up the road.
Audio Frontier.